So, yeah, we got one great show coming your way. A lot of important issues that are still going unresolved. But it looks like we're lightening up here some. People are starting to realize torture should be as it is still. It's a lot, man. Stand against these guys, you know, we have to. Can't just let them walk all over us like this and steal our money. The Iraq war has no cause. We have to be able to face that. I demand George Norrie take my call to discuss the matter that the Iraq conflict has no cause. There's no reason to bomb the country. You had unrestricted access. These are acts of murder, theft, rape. There's nothing to be happy about. Bush is the Antichrist. How is that possible? He's given you no evidence. He's only stealing faith. He doesn't allow you to form your own conclusion, therefore. And then says if you disagree with him, you're with the terrorists. He's the Antichrist. So, how powerful is the Antichrist? Well, the greatly honorable Alex Jones will tell you. He's just a puppet. But he's a puppet that needs to be arrested, though. He's a puppet that needs to be arrested. Can't be allowed to steal our lives any further. This vicious assault against what it is to be free. Just to live in a just society. George Walker Bush and Cheney worked to close criminal investigations immediately after the terrorist event occurred. Puppets or otherwise, it's an act of treason. But we hear the motivations not to speak truth from George Norrie. He's told us he'd go ballistic against any soldier who refused missions to go into Iraq and Afghanistan. His syllables end there, but of course we know that is to victimize innocent people. Bombing them without reason, understood by anybody as possible to articulate with the known facts. We have a video of liquefied iron flowing like water from the towers, okay? So obviously somebody set explosives in the building and it wasn't Bin Laden. It would have been too difficult for him to get that dialysis machine without being seen. You know, up and down the stairs to set all the explosives. And it's interesting to know, you know, some of the things that are blown up in there. The Enron documents. Well, you don't need those documents. We know how the crime took place. I mean, there are all these, you know, believe in God or otherwise. These things are just as valid as an atheist would perceive also. You know, they con us in all kinds of ways to escape our proper acknowledgement as criminals escaping. These guys committed 9/11. We know who did the London bombings of 7/7. It was Peter Power. You know, you guys gotta realize that there's doubt. Always possible. You can always create something in your mind and go, well, maybe not. You know, that's why you have police officers required to follow probable cause, you know, and that's how these investigations take place. And sometimes people aren't convicted, you know, because it is true that they're not guilty of anything. Okay, but we have to, if we believe in freedom to any extreme, or otherwise, we're going to have to support arresting those responsible for mass murder. We can't just let these things continue on. You know, they murder more and more people, you realize, right? More than 1 million innocent people in Iraq, and look at the World Health Organization, the study that just came out. Like, this is what the nature of evil is. Just look at it. Yeah, they'll say, yeah, only, 500 people have died in this conflict, something like that. You know, and you go, well, how did you figure that? Oh, we got this look, and they show it to you. Yeah. Well, we know that it's not true, though. You know? We have cluster survey systems that are designed scientifically by the best minds of civilization, and we've devised them thus far to give us reasonable returns. And we know that it's nearing a number that can't even be contemplated, can't even be made as aware, because we got another happy joy show going again, where we're told the Antichrist is going to come around, he's going to say he's Christ, but he's really the Antichrist. Bush steals your faith. I want you to believe in yourself. The last thing I want you to think is that I'm who you're praying to. I can't even control my own life here. What do you think I'm doing? You know, I'm just a sentient, linear, kind of moving, thinking guy. Okay, now we're all part of a multidimensional universe that has many other properties to it. And God is beautiful. God is incredible, because God gives you everything. That's how great the gift is, you know, but we have to come to understandings that we can mutually understand as in our mutual interest. There are laws that both me and you will agree to no matter who we are. You know, we don't want to be murdered, right? Everybody can agree to that, you know, so that's the first, easiest, most number one law kind of thing. You know, you can just figure that out. Oh, yeah, all sentient beings would want that. If we were going to formulate a political cohesion where we communicate to bring about better rewards through progress, we're going to have to make sure that the arena is made safe by ourselves. You know, if you live in a society, as many libertarians espouse, where you just get rid of the government, it's going to be a bad thing. Okay, it's very similar to what Bush is in respect to these direct criminal conscious assaults against reason in Iraq. You know, look at what's going on in Afghanistan. If they're going to kill anybody, kill this, you know, demand, actually not kill him. Take a copy of the Quran to this judge with the cameras rolling, and show him where Muhammad teaches, in addition, that you must treat all people equitably or you're not going to paradise at all. And you better start respecting women too, you fuckers. Show him that, and then kill him. If you got to kill anybody, he's going to say, no, fucking die. Long live Muhammad. Long live the Quran. You know, it's a game these demons play. They're selling billions of dollars worth of heroin, making it like some third worlder thinks these thoughts. And under the Taliban, they had open procedures where he could come and speak in the defense of an innocent person. This fucked up evil government that America runs in Afghanistan selling heroin threatens to arrest anybody who even speaks in the defense of the accused. And, NATO hands are tied. You're going to bomb. They bomb villages. 10th Mountain Division out of Fort Drum would go through villages and kill every man, woman, and child present. You know? And why are you killing them? Why are you killing these defenseless people? There's videotape of these monsters in Apache helicopters mowing down men, women, and children running for their lives from a holy church. And these are like the hero videos. Go fucking take a look. That video's everywhere. You can't escape it. It's on every peer-to-peer service of 200 times renamed. Everybody's seen this thing. Everybody knows what kind of demons we're dealing with here. And the nature of this is found in George Norrie. And even the Alex Jones relationship. Like, what's up with Alex Jones now? He was, you know, like, he's a good guy. I want to communicate to him openly, you know, but he's got problems. You know, George Norrie supported the Iraq conflict in faith with Bush, that it somehow had some justification or there was an argument to be made. Therefore, you conclude that he doesn't understand that it's pointless and has no cause. You know, he plays it like it's not important. But for us to understand, he'd go ballistic, he told us, George Norrie said to Alex Jones on his show as a guest, stated he'd go ballistic, George Norrie would, against any soldier who would refuse a criminal order to commit treasonous acts against America, God, and country, right? He's saying you must blindly obey. And Bush wasn't even elected, remember. You know, he's all into this Bin Laden bullshit. And look at how many times, like, this is already years ago. I did a show probably 4 years ago where I was stressing this relationship for people to witness, where we hear him understand Bin Laden's got nothing to do with 9/11. I mean, get over it, man. He's put in there as a part of the storyline, and we look at it, and it's important too. I'm not saying discredit it, all the information we get, but let's not forget he prepared to hand himself over. There was no evidence formulating any understanding that he was connected. Okay? And then we learned out later that was actually the top secret presidential strategy, because it's the only way you can secure invasion. But understand, no evidence was brought against the accused. And then Bush closed investigations immediately, according to Todd Daschle and Tim Russert's Meet the Press. You can get a copy of the transcript, and you can confirm this to be so. Okay? That's what Bush is as the Antichrist. He's only stealing faith from you through fear and intimidation. And plus your fears and intimidation of the big universe too, I believe, you know. It's impossible. Well, you know, I maybe not right now. You know, I mean, there is a God. It's incredible. But it's not that great. You know, a lot of these things you have fictions of as understood. But, you know, it's not like that. It's always a struggle. Always a struggle. And sometimes so many people die because cause and effect relationships are instituted by George Walker Bush. Not the Bilderberg Group, not CFR, you know. Not the Trilateral Commission or whoever. No, it's George Walker Bush doing some shit again, vetoing something, or Military Commissions Act. This is an act of treason to say you can indefinitely incarcerate Americans without any evidence brought against themselves. You don't have to get a lawyer anymore. And if they decide to torture you to death, hey, that's not an illegal act according to the Military Commission. I'm serious. Like, that's the nature of good and evil, is that evil is a deceived disguise. We all suffer from this. Well, it's another discussion in another time, maybe. But, you know, these people are really evil people. You know, we know that, look at all the prisoners in Guantanamo. Journalists, you know, farmers, people that are associated to the girls' school program under the Taliban. The guys who run Guantanamo are enemies of all human life from any civilization. The soldiers who war our God there are recognized as such no matter where in space-time you're located. Even in a distant galaxy, if they were pondering the history of our time here, they'd be saying, fuck those bastards. Why didn't somebody just kill those demon fucks? They kidnap innocent people and torture them. And they say, yeah, they shouldn't be given a day in court. And what was the crime of the Taliban? Why cannot the grunts in Afghanistan live up to at least what the Taliban had and be committed to a girls' school program, be committed to securing the lives of women? You know, they don't even provide security of the, you know, it's crazy. It's just crazy. These NATO people, they're totally unqualified. There is no thought here. All they're doing is stealing our cash, the guys who are running this story. You know, they got no commitment to trying to deal with the problems on the ground or what's going on. We got at least 80% of the charitable aid Canada is spending in Afghanistan is disappearing. It's not accountable to anybody. And we got this guy who's prepared to put some guy to death for blasphemy. And what's the story that the guy's talking about Quran references to women? And who's defining what Allah's thoughts are on this? Where's this court proceeding? I haven't done a lot of... I did a little bit of research. I haven't finished looking at it. But from all the stuff I've read, it's only been a couple of sentences. Wouldn't this be an issue that should be front page? CNN should be dialoguing internationally, taking open line calls, asking people to resolve this conflict. Defend this man, this journalist. Defending our rights. It's worse there now. They don't do nothing. And then when people do stand up to try to defend themselves, NATO Bush bitch enemies might just have them killed. You know, they'll just kill people. Oops. They keep fucking, you know, when they originally went in there, Tommy Franks wiped out a whole bunch of tribal leaders. He knew they were there. Oh, sorry, like 50 of them or whatever. Just kill them all. You know, they're not fighting to bring forward stability through justice. They're fighting to keep the place in anarchy, according to Bob Woodward's first book, right after 9/11 on Bush. He talks about this way, way back then. And I talked about it at that time too, trying to get people to understand what they're actually doing here in our names. Escaping while murdering ourselves. Left forsaken because people say Johnny's really a wise guy. And he's worth having his own show to convey to the rest of us losers that we want to be winners. We want to be treated equitably and fairly. Torture is against the law, according to Reagan, and warrants a death sentence. So when these people suggest that we support torture during wartime, I want all people of Earth to be very much aware of who these characters are. And what are they saying? You know, they're trying to undermine freedom for ourselves. They're trying to steal the rights of innocent others. You know, and they always give these bogus arguments, but all we have is countless thousands of innocent people being tortured, you know, to death by the perpetrators who tell us openly. Willie Brandt says Baring, and Corey Jones says they laughed through the whole process of torturing innocent people they kidnapped to death for fun. Willie Brandt hasn't been arrested. He says he's done this to at least 30 people, and he enjoys it. It's a very pleasurable act to kidnap innocent people and torture them to death because they're like dogs. You got to treat them like dogs. The Abu Ghraib scandal. These fuckers didn't. Nobody's put to death here. They tell us they have justifications for, like I say, just indiscriminately slaughtering the people downtown in Baghdad. They interviewed the demons who were responsible for this. They're just laughing, smiling, having a fucking grand old day. And they just indiscriminately slaughtered these people downtown. Oh yeah, we're not required to understand what we're doing. We just take orders, and they're no remorse, no regret. They loved it. That's what we're warring here. You know, they stole all the Iraq Development Fund. It's just fucking sick. It's that we don't have an ability to speak in defense for ourselves for this single man who's just talking endlessly by himself that nobody can care for because he's so freaking incredible that people become fearful. And, you know, I'm not really all that bad a guy, you know. I can get along with everybody, man. You know, but George Norris, this is what all our problems are. George Norris happy. Yeah. He's not a great, he doesn't, look, he just said, January 22nd, 2008. He had a woman on there, I can't remember her name. But he's playing like he's just discovering now aspartame's a poisonous substance. You know, and this is what he's always like. And even when you confront these kind of people, like we got same thing here in Winnipeg, you know, you tell them, look, none of the hijackers are from Afghanistan, okay? General Mad funded Muhammad Atta. That same guy, the next day, he'll just say, yeah, all the guys were from Afghanistan, so that's why we're in Afghanistan killing people. And he's not there to correct himself or to remember what was told him any time in the past because he can always plead ignorance, just like George Norrie is on everything. But when we do get those glimpses of what his character is, where he supports killing everybody in around the age of 15 because someday we might pick up a gun. You know, he supported that. Now, what sadistic antichrist force is that? And what is the nature of evil? When, if you listen carefully, that's what he said. That is what he said. I have it recorded. It's in one of my other shows. But I'm like this all the time, you know, all over the place. And people get fearful of me because I'm not reading anybody's mind. I have no special abilities but for to listen to what people are saying. Now, uncertainty is ever present. But you can catch glimpses and try to understand what the motivations of these people are to sell you out, to have you die. For no better good or reason understood as it pertains to this Iraq quagmire, where we must understand there's no cause for this. They're only lowering their ability every time they indiscriminately murder more people, but they're permanently there as a thief. You know, there will never be stability there until the thieves are arrested or shot dead as our enemies. They're thieving Iraqi resources, you know, and then they bombed. This is just on the outskirts of Baghdad. 47,500 bombs. Suspected Al-Qaeda, whatever. Those are acts of murder. You know, if some guy lives down your street, starts bombing people, you know, across the street from you, and the bomb's getting awful close to your house, you ask him, what the fuck are you doing? He says, he's killing Al-Qaeda. Well, why didn't you just call, who's Al-Qaeda? I don't have to tell you that. Well, why didn't you just call the cops if you knew Al-Qaeda was living there? You know, they're occupying Iraq. They're a criminal force. An enemy force of God. Because why would you bomb so many innocent people again? And understand, in Fallujah, they murdered every single inhabitant. Wouldn't let anybody leave. Then told soldiers, kill everybody in the city. And then you hear the demon lies that come through there, too. They say, oh, yeah, everybody had a chance to leave, so we said it was okay to kill all the women and children, too. Because they had a chance to leave, it's their fault. And you see these demons and what they are and who their character is as a betrayal of the trust that we hold as real men to defend ourselves against these forms of demon treachery. You know, these soldiers, a soldier was asked in Iraq while he was indiscriminately murdering people by a journalist. He says, why are you shooting these people? The soldier says to the journalist, I'm getting them back for 9/11. Journalist says, hey, these people got nothing to do with 9/11. And the soldier says to the journalist says, he touches his nose to his tongue and says, hey, it's all above my head. And goes out and kills more people because that's his excuse. He can indiscriminately shoot our loves, the people we cherish the most in our lives. He's allowed to murder those people indiscriminately. He's got an excuse. You know, that's what these Haditha child killers are. You know, they admit to premeditatedly executing at point-blank range men, women, and children who they knew were completely innocent and they didn't have any weapons. There's some contention there. I don't want to give out all my cards on this case. It is quite an amazing case. They're fucking guilty and will be put to death. Nobody's murdering children in my name here. We are equals. I want to debate. I want to debate. I want to debate. All these people are being murdered and all we get is this mindless entertainment. And it's crap because we have more important issues. You know, again, it's so much easier to do the George Norrie way. Sell it all out, man. Or it's the New World Order or Illuminati. But he'll never tell you about General Ahmed and he doesn't do it unconscious. He said so to Alex Jones on air. He said the only way he can get Alex Jones to speak to the American public is if Alex Jones agrees beforehand he will not mention to anyone over the air who specifically is responsible for a criminal act against an innocent other. That's the only way Alex Jones can speak on the coast-to-coast radio show is if he agrees beforehand he will not give out any specific names and just keep it in the general shadows. Now, I've written on this and I've talked about it at great length. I still say Alex Jones is an honorable man because he's doing, that's just how he finds himself. He's not qualified. He doesn't understand a lot of things and he hides from his weaknesses. You know, whatever. His ego kind of gets in the way. You know, he's got problems. You know, the immigrant questions, for example. These people were victimized. The Mexican government's a fake government. Guatemala, you know, Nicaragua. You know, this is why Alex Jones doesn't so much care for Noam Chomsky, I think. You know, you look at these situations, man. It's just America as a Nazi state, an enemy state, an evil state, victimizing innocent civilian populations to steal from. And these poor people who are living in Mexico had their election rigged right in front of ourselves and CNN didn't think it was important. Canada didn't think it was important either. We still had a whole bunch of people going on vacation to Mexico end up getting murdered there. You know, the numbers keep growing and growing. Yeah, I wonder why. It was never like that before. Well, you know, CBC forgot to tell you we were not there to defend their freedoms. We were not there to defend their democracy. They refused to report on those questions. So to suggest that these people don't deserve a break from America is not the difficult question of questions in relationship to the immigration situation. The true way to solve this is to ensure that nobody is paid less than minimum wage. You pay somebody less than minimum wage, you go to prison like for 25 years or something, you know? The slave labor idea, slave labor's got to go, and then we have to put in a whole bunch of police effort after we recover all the stolen Iraqi funds, Afghanistan funds, Pentagon funds, Halliburton funds, and so on and so on. You know, these are big numbers. You said this is a lot of money that's been criminally theft from America, while the perpetrators just want you to think of it as just, you know, a billion here or a billion there. $4 trillion Greenspan stole with his buddies through an Asian market scam with the hedge fund dealers. See, people don't understand what the hedge fund is. It's a crime. Hello, girl, it's been a while. Guess you'll be glad to know that I've learned how to laugh and smile. Getting over you was slow. They say old lovers can be good friends, but I never thought I'd really see you again. I'd really see you again. I'd go crazy when I look in your eyes.